light can open your eyes. One book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power. Read and rise higher.
Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Heal Your Body by Louise Hay is a pioneering guide that links the mind, emotions, and physical well-being in a clear and practical way. Written by one of the most influential voices in self-healing and positive thinking, the book presents the idea that many physical ailments are connected to specific mental and emotional patterns. Rather than treating symptoms alone, Hay invites readers to look within and transform limiting beliefs, guilt, anger, and fear that may be stored in the body. The book is structured as both a reference manual and a gentle coaching tool, offering affirmations and new thought patterns to replace negative self-talk. Whether you are new to metaphysical healing or already familiar with mind-body concepts, Heal Your Body provides an accessible roadmap for understanding what your symptoms might be saying and how you can actively participate in your own healing journey. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the core mind-body connection. A central theme of Heal Your Body is the deep and ongoing relationship between thoughts, emotions, and physical health. Louise Hay argues that the body acts as a mirror, reflecting long-held beliefs, suppressed feelings, and unresolved experiences. According to her approach, illness is not random fate, but a meaningful signal pointing to inner disharmony. The book explains that chronic criticism, resentment, fear, and guilt can manifest as particular types of pain, tension, or disease. Rather than blaming people for being sick, Hay reframes this link as empowerment. If thoughts help create illness, then new thoughts can help create wellness. Readers are encouraged to become observers of their internal dialogue, noticing negative patterns that have been running unconsciously for years. This foundation prepares the reader to use the rest of the book as a personal diagnostic and healing tool, grounded in the belief that transformation begins in the mind and heart, then flows outward into the body. Secondly, metaphysical causes of specific ailments. Heal Your Body is best known for its extensive reference list that connects specific physical conditions to probable emotional causes. Organized in an easy-to-use format, the book lets readers look up symptoms ranging from headaches and allergies to back pain, stomach issues, and more serious diseases. For each ailment, Hay proposes a typical underlying pattern such as fear of the future, feelings of unworthiness, unresolved anger, or resistance to change. While she never claims these links are scientific diagnoses, she presents them as metaphysical patterns observed over years of insight and counseling. Readers are invited to see whether any suggested emotional pattern resonates with their personal experience, without forcing a fit. This section transforms the book into a practical handbook. You can quickly locate a pain or condition, explore its possible emotional root, and then move directly into a specific healing affirmation. Over time, this practice invites deeper self-inquiry and a more compassionate understanding of why the body may be speaking through symptoms. Thirdly, healing through positive affirmations. For every physical symptom and emotional cause listed, Heal Your Body offers a new thought pattern in the form of a positive affirmation. These affirmations are short, clear statements designed to replace long-standing self-criticism, anxiety, or hopelessness. Hay teaches that repeating affirmations with sincerity and consistency can gradually rewrite subconscious beliefs, softening the emotional tension behind many illnesses. For example, instead of living inside thoughts of "I am not safe" or "my body is failing me," readers are encouraged to affirm ideas such as "I am safe," "I trust the process of life," and "my body knows how to heal." The book emphasizes that affirmations are tools, not magic words. They work best when combined with willingness, honesty, and self-compassion. By practicing new thought patterns daily, readers cultivate a more loving inner dialogue. Over time, this internal shift may support relaxation, improved mood, better habits, and a more receptive environment for the body's natural healing processes. Fourthly, self-love, forgiveness, and emotional release. Another major topic in Heal Your Body is the healing power of self-love and forgiveness. Louise Hay insists that self-hatred, self-blame, and harsh inner judgment are among the most destructive forces affecting both mental and physical health. The book invites readers to examine how often they criticize their bodies, compare themselves to others, or hold on to resentment from past experiences. Hay explains that clinging to old anger or guilt keeps the body in a state of tension, which over time may contribute to illness. Her approach is not about denying pain or pretending everything is fine, but about gently releasing the emotional weight that no longer serves us. Through affirmations and introspection, readers are guided to forgive themselves and others, to let go of old grievances, and to treat their bodies as allies instead of enemies. This emotional release can bring a sense of peace, lightness, and renewed energy, which supports any other medical or lifestyle changes a person might be undertaking. Lastly, using the book as a daily healing practice, Heal Your Body is designed to be more than a one-time read. It functions as an ongoing companion for self-care and transformation. Louise Hay encourages readers to turn to the book whenever a new symptom appears or an old condition flares up, using it as a prompt for deeper self-awareness. The recommended practice is simple. Identify the physical issue, consider the metaphysical cause, then repeat the suggested affirmation regularly, especially when fear or discomfort arises. Over time, readers can build a personalized set of affirmations that address recurrent patterns in their lives, such as stress, relationship conflict, or money worries. The book also fits naturally with other healing modalities. It can complement medical treatment, therapy, nutrition, and exercise by addressing the emotional and mental side of wellness. By integrating these tools into daily routines, readers cultivate a proactive relationship with their health, gradually shifting from feeling like passive victims of illness to active participants in their own healing journey. In conclusion, Heal Your Body is especially valuable for readers who sense that their emotions and beliefs affect their health, but want a clear, structured way to explore that connection. It is ideal for people dealing with chronic symptoms, recurring illnesses, or stress-related issues, as well as those on a spiritual or personal growth path. The book stands out from many other health titles because it offers a concise, easy-to-navigate reference table that links specific ailments to emotional patterns and gives a ready-made affirmation for each. Instead of overwhelming readers with complex theories, Louise Hay delivers a straightforward, compassionate system that can be used immediately and integrated with any medical regimen. Buying this book means investing in a tool you can return to again and again whenever your body sends you a signal. It can help you understand yourself more deeply, release old emotional burdens, and create a more loving inner environment that supports real, lasting change in your life. If you would like to support Louise Hay, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.
1 minute can open your eyes. 1 book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power, read and rise higher. Nine Nar Tree, better life.